91X News.
It's 10 degrees and raining at 1 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Rachel Stark. In local news, a Trenton man has been charged with trespassing after being found in a garage reading a magazine in the middle of the night. The 59-year-old man was found by Belleville police at 1:30 a.m. Monday after they received a complaint. He was in a residential garage in the city's East End. The man has also been charged with breach of his probation, and he is to appear in Belleville court on April 14th. Belleville police responded to two incidents involving bear spray last weekend. The first incident took place Friday at about 1:30 a.m. at Loyalist College. According to police, a man and woman were attacked with bear spray after an altercation. Two men were seen running into the woods to the west off Walbridge Loyalist Road. A canine unit was called in, but police were unable to catch the suspects and the investigation is ongoing. Both victims were treated at Belleville General Hospital. The city of Quinte West has partnered with the Empire Theatre to bring Alan Doyle, lead singer of Canadian rock band Great Big Sea, to the annual Trenton Irish Scottish Festival this year. Doyle will headline the event, which runs on September 9th and 10th. Last year, the headlining performers were the Baron McNeils and Scottish actor Graham McTavish. According to the city, the festival brings in around $500,000 and roughly 8,000 people to Quinte West. In addition to live music, the festival will feature Celtic food, Highland dancing, and a parade. Tickets for the event go on sale March 17th through the Empire Theatre website. In other news, Toronto's police chief says a 27-year-old suspect in a double stabbing at a Canadian Forces recruitment center said, "Allah told me to do this." Chief Mark Saunders has described what happened yesterday, telling reporters that a uniformed master corporal who was posted near the entrance of the center was the first to be attacked.
The accused began striking him until he fell to the ground. The master corporal managed to get up, at which point he observed the accused had a large knife in his hand. The accused continued to advance at the master corporal and slashed him on the upper right arm. The accused continued into the center area of the recruitment center and attempted to slash another uniformed Canadian Forces member. However, she managed to escape unscathed.
Chief Saunders says there is no indication that suspect Ayan al-Hassan Ali was working with any group, although they are still working to put the pieces together. Donald Trump is again insisting that he doesn't condone violence at his campaign rallies, and he's now backing away from his earlier suggestion that he might help an older white supporter who was caught punching a younger black protester at one of his rallies last week in North Carolina. Trump went on ABC's Good Morning America this morning and denied ever suggesting that he would help pay the man's legal fees. That's QNET News on 91X to 103. In sports, on NHL ice, the New York Islanders have moved within 1 point of the crosstown rival Rangers for second place in the Metropolitan Division. Kyle Clutterbuck scored the tie-breaking goal with 1:39 left to cap a 3-goal third period in the Islanders' 3-2 victory over the Florida Panthers. Kyle Okposo and Josh Bailey scored earlier in the third period as the Islanders scored all their goals in a 5.5-minute stretch after trailing 2-0 heading to the final period. Thomas Greiss finished with 23 saves as the Islanders snapped a 2-game skid. In other NHL, the LA Kings blanked the defending Stanley Cup champions in their own building. The Kings blanked the Chicago Blackhawks 5-0 in the 41st shutout for Jonathan Quick, who made 32 saves. Kings captain Dustin Brown scored his first goal in 16 games. Jakob Silverberg scored 3 goals for his first NHL hat trick, leading the Anaheim Ducks to a 7-1 rout of the New Jersey Devils. Michael Frolik had the hat trick, including 2 shorthanded goals, as the Calgary Flames beat the St. Louis Blues 7-4. The Blues lost a chance to move ahead of Dallas into the top spot in the Central Division. They remain tied in points with the Stars, who now have a game in hand. James Neal had a 6th career hat trick, scoring all 3 goals for the Nashville Predators in their 3-2 victory over the Edmonton Oilers. Marco Dano had 2 goals and an assist as the Winnipeg Jets beat the Vancouver Canucks 5-2. Send us your team or league scores at our email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today: periods of rain ending this afternoon, then cloudy with 40% chance of drizzle, high of 10. Tonight, cloudy with 40% chance of drizzle, fog patches developing this evening, low plus 5. On Wednesday, cloudy, 40% chance of drizzle in the morning, showers beginning near noon and ending late in this afternoon. At 105, it's 10 degrees. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Rachel Stark. News on 91X, next at 3.